The next topic that we're going to cover is the cirrhotic patient. And Dr. Caroline Reinke from Charlotte, North Carolina, is going to talk about the non-operative management of umbilical hernia, while Dr. Kay Vasiri from George Washington in Washington, D.C., is going to talk about early repair in cirrhotic patients. And we'll take the poll first.
Great. Sorry. I apologize. My poll is not up correctly. Okay, so this poll is 62-year-old man with a cirrhosis, MELD of 13, and ascites, presents with a symptomatic umbilical hernia. He's come to the ER twice for his umbilical hernia already. A, elective repair. B, non-operative management. Okay, we'll give it another half minute. Okay, pretty even split. 56% say repair it, 44% say non-operative management. So our first speaker is going to be Dr. Vasiri. He's an associate professor of surgery from George Washington University.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm here to advocate for early elective umbilical hernia repair in patients with cirrhosis. I have no disclosures. So the true incidence of chronic liver disease amongst the population is unknown. It's estimated to be 4 to 9%. Upwards of 40% of those patients are asymptomatic, so therefore the true incidence is really undiagnosed. As chronic liver disease progresses to cirrhosis and ascites, this patient population is a very difficult patient population. They have a very poor quality of life. They're prone to spontaneous infections and also progress to renal failure. There's an increased prevalence of umbilical hernia and abdominal wall hernias in cirrhotic patients. It's estimated of approximately 20% incidence or prevalence, and this is due to a variety of factors, including the increased intra-abdominal pressure from the ascites, the weak fascia from protein alterations and poor or malnutrition, and dilatation of the umbilical vein, which can open the space just above the umbilicus. Historically, these patients have been approached with the wait and see or watch and see mentality, and that's due to old data citing mortality rates upwards of 30%. The majority of this mortality is in emergent cases, but these patients are difficult patients. It's a significant morbidity. They have ascites leaks, bacterial peritonitis, skin breakdown. But I'm here to argue that this wait and see mentality is actually gonna cause worse outcomes. And I'm gonna show you some of the literature. Now my opponent's gonna blow a lot of holes in this literature because there is no high quality data. But if you bear with me and we look at the current literature, which are all small, they're retrospective, they're case series, and they all do come from specialized centers, transplant centers, and facilities that are used to taking care of patients with end-stage liver disease, I think you will see that some of these results are significant and should really shift our approach in patients with cirrhosis and ascites and umbilical hernia repair. If you look at this review of the literature out of Canada, McKay, they looked at all of the data that's out there. You can see the on here, over here on the right. This is all the morbidity and mortality of patients since 1980. These are all specialized centers. Yes, they are small numbers, but the mortality in these patients, and these are elective and emergent repairs combined, 2.7% mortality and a 21% morbidity. Yes, it's a high morbidity, but again, these are patients with end-stage liver disease. But these are much lower than historically. It's not 30%. Andrawis, these are data from three transplant centers, 65 patients, both umbilical and inguinal hernias. They looked at their experience, and they wanted to identify factors that increase 30-day morbidity and mortality. If you look at the red box on the left, you'll see that the on multivariate analysis, emergent repair and worsening liver function are significantly associated with postoperative morbidity. And again, emergent repair is significantly associated with 30-day mortality. Looking at Marsman, they looked at their experience. They had three groups: elective primary hernia repair in patients with cirrhosis, conservative management, the wait and see, which is what is done historically, and then hernia repair during transplant. These are well-matched groups, no significant difference. If you look at the top line, the elective repair, 17 patients, three complications, mostly wound, that's an 18% complication rate. Conservative repair, 13 patients. Of those, 77% came back with a significant complication, the majority of those being acute incarceration. Of those 13 patients, six required emergent repair after initial conservative management. Four of those six had a significant complication, and two of those patients died. Repair during liver transplant shows no issues. So if we look at these data, and yes, they're small, but we want to avoid emergent cases because those patients do very poorly. We want to avoid patients with uncontrolled ascites and avoid operating on patients with worsening liver function. So early elective repair is really the best choice. It's a multidisciplinary approach. This should be done with hepatology, with transplant surgery, at facilities where you can take care of these patients. And it's paramount to control the ascites and also look if these patients are candidates to transplant, fixed during transplant. And you could use these standard techniques once these patients are optimized. Ecker looked at their mesh use, 10 of 30 patients. All these patients had ascites. 80% were Child's BNC with a MELD of 12. And of the 10 patients that underwent mesh repair, they found no wound or mesh complications. They did have two deaths, but these were not associated with the hernia repair. Looking at AMAR, this is a small study with a very selective patient population. They showed that the hernia recurrence rate is lower with patients where mesh was used. Finally, when you look at these patients, umbilical hernia repair during transplant, this is the Cleveland Clinic experience, 6 years. Patients with concurrent transplant and hernia repair is very feasible with very acceptable outcomes. Hernias should be repaired at times of transplant because post-transplant, with the shift in the ascites and the change in the fluid, there's a higher risk of incarceration. So in conclusion, elective surgical repair is the best choice for patients with umbilical hernias and cirrhosis. Optimizing these patients with a multidisciplinary approach, improving their hepatic function, controlling their ascites pre and postoperatively, and performing these at highly specialized centers is the best approach for these patients.